Well, we continue our coverage of the election looking at changing demographics in Western North Carolina. Frank Taylor is managing editor for Carolina Public Press, a publication based in Asheville. He was looking at recent census data to understand how people in that part of the state are faring, both in economic and educational terms. And he also looked at how those factors might influence the election. And he joins us from a sister station, WCQS in Asheville. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
You sorted through a lot of census data, and you were actually sort of probing the myth and the stereotype of an undereducated and low-wealth part of the country, Western North Carolina, right?
That's true. I mean, and I have to say it's not a total myth, but it's certainly a stereotype that when you look at the data, the reality is a lot more complicated than that. I started looking at it. We cover a 19-county region in Western North Carolina. Poverty data was available from most of those counties. This is new census estimates based in 2015 that were released to the public in September of this year. So it's fairly recent data on availability. But this particular data for educational attainment and for poverty levels didn't include some of the smallest counties. And so just have the numbers for the larger counties in our area. So 13 of the 19 counties in Western North Carolina that we cover. And there's a lot of complexity. There's a lot of diversity. There's not one set of patterns that we see. We have some counties where people have fairly high education levels, but poverty is still very strong, and sometimes the opposite. They don't always go together. So
what's
some interesting surprises.
Well, tell us about those surprises. What stood out for you?
I think the last thing I just mentioned, especially, we see that two of the counties that had relatively high rates of people who are below the poverty line, but very good educational attainment levels. I'm looking at the percentage of the population that has bachelor's or graduate degrees versus those who have high school or less. Two counties that did well on education, but poorly on poverty were Watauga and Jackson. Interesting, those are two university counties where the universities are a major part of what's going on. So Appalachian State and Watauga County, Western Carolina University and Jackson County. I thought that was remarkable. And the idea of what you see, for instance, in the Triangle, where education has helped to drive the economy for years and attract economic investment in the Triangle is simply not happening in those parts of the state.
What you might guess is that people are getting degrees and staying there, but not getting jobs or are underemployed versus a place like Wake or Mecklenburg that might be attracting educated people.
Absolutely right. And we also think that after the last recession, the patterns changed and people who had professional degrees did not recover as well as they have from some past recessions. And we're seeing that. We didn't compare statewide numbers on what we looked at. We just looked at our region, but we're guessing that's part of something you would see across the state.
And while on average, you know, we take a look at wealth, but there were some counties that were particularly hard hit and very deep poverty very quickly. Can you tell us about that? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Sure. So some of the highest poverty levels we saw places like Cherokee County down in the far southwestern corner of the state. I think the highest that we saw was
How about McDowell County?
23%.
Yeah,
McDowell was very high.
Yeah,
McDowell was right in the same ballpark.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
All right, and so I've got 10 of those 30 seconds left. Any idea of voting trends and whether or not this data tells you anything about that?
Well, you know, the stereotype is that very white populations, which you have in the West, full of low education people with high poverty are going to go for Trump. We'll see if that's true, but I think you've got a complex demographic here. I bet people follow the traditional party voting lines, which might still mean some of them are going to go for Trump. But I think we're going to see county-by-county differences in the West.
Frank Taylor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Frank Taylor, managing editor for the Carolina Public Press, joined us from WCQS in Asheville. You can find out more about his reporting with links at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, two comics from the Lady Parts Justice League join us in the studio. Stay tuned to the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.